Those contract control towers will stay open. A Maverick LSA prototype is down with minor injuries. And the Cessna Citation M2 is ready to wingmate. This is Aero News for Monday, May 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. We're fond of quoting the late, great Will Rogers, specifically one quote that opines, "Be thankful we're not getting all the government we're paying for." And again, in light of recent events, we believe that Will was way ahead of his time. ANN has learned that one of the ridiculous messes created by Washington's inability to prove that it has any abilities, namely in terms of governing, has come to an end as the FAA and DOT have caved in and relented on their tower closure fiasco. A statement by DOT says, quote, "Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has announced that DOT has determined that the recently enacted Reducing Flight Delays Act of 2013 will allow the FAA to transfer sufficient funds to end employee furloughs and keep the 149 low-activity contract towers originally slated for closure in June open for the remainder of fiscal year 2013. The FAA will also put $10 million toward reducing cuts and delays in core next-gen programs and will allocate approximately $11 million to partially restore the support of infrastructure in the national airspace system," end quote. Well, naturally, you can expect more, including industry reaction on this story, in the next several days. One of the developmental prototypes of the Maverick LSA flying car went down this weekend after its parachute canopy suffered some mode of malfunction, and it went down with minor injuries to pilot Ray Sebring and his passenger. The aircraft, which mates a small Jeep-like ground vehicle with a pusher prop and a Ram Air parachute canopy for lift, experienced an uncommanded turn less than 10 minutes into a flight on Friday, requiring full opposite corrective control to maintain directional authority. But it also produced an excessive sink rate, which could not be arrested before the aircraft impacted the ground. The vehicle is pretty much totaled, according to Sebring, but appears to have done a remarkable job of protecting its occupants. The Vernon, British Columbia accident will be under investigation by Canada's TSB. The first production unit of the new Citation M2 has reached the significant milestone of wing and fuselage mating, according to a Cessna news release. Certification is expected in the second half of 2013. Wing mating is a critical juncture in the production process, as it allows the team to start the engine installation phase. Wing mating also prepares the aircraft for the beginning of functional testing of the aircraft systems, including avionics, hydraulics, and flight controls. The M2 was developed with input from the already strong Mustang customer base, and the engineering present in this aircraft reflects customers' desires, resulting in a larger and faster jet with greater range. The M2 is one of six new Cessna products to hit the market in 2013. The 22-year-old barefoot bandit who led authorities on a two-year chase as he stole a string of airplanes, boats, and cars has been sentenced by a court in Washington State to 3 months in jail after accepting a plea agreement on Wednesday. Colton Harris Moore was dubbed the barefoot bandit because he committed many of his crimes while not wearing shoes. He had previously pleaded guilty to 48 felonies in Washington State and federal courts for the string of crimes that eventually led to his flight across the Atlantic Ocean, ditching a Cessna Corvallis off the coast of the Bahamas. He was sentenced to over 7 years in prison in December 2011. UPI reports that Judge Michael Rickert called this sentencing, quote, "the last page of the last chapter," end quote. Harris Moore had been charged with second-degree burglary for theft of an airplane. Rickert said the plea agreement was a good idea after several months of grandstanding over the terms of the plea and the potential sentence. To allow more EAA members to attend their annual membership meeting at AirVenture, which is also the organization's annual convention, EAA's annual meeting has been moved to Wednesday, July 31st at 8:30 a.m. at Theater in the Woods. The annual meeting had traditionally been held on Saturday morning at the fly-in. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton says the move is in response to the many members who complained that the final Saturday of the fly-in was too late in the week for many to attend. The annual meeting will continue to include the election of EAA board members, business and financial reports, a period of questions to the board from members, and this year a vote on restated EAA Articles of Incorporation. When Aero News continues, the Blues decide to stay a little longer. Have you seen this helicopter? And I'll bet eBay wishes they had this one.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues from Monday, May 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A normal tour for a Blue Angels pilot is just 2 years, but this year with sequestration is anything but normal. In fact, the Blues have not been shut down since the Korean War in the 1950s. So some of the team's pilots will have their tours of duty extended by a year under a program announced recently by the U.S. Navy. The move, reportedly, is a safety measure that will allow more experienced pilots to train the new recruits that would fly during 2014. Navy Commander Tom Frosch, who joined the team last November, said he and Navy Lieutenant Commander Nate Barton requested the extension because they will not have flown an air show season in 2013, which would allow them to prepare to train new team members who would normally report in the fall and begin practicing over the winter. Frosch said it was, quote, the lowest risk thing to do, to freeze the 1-7 positions, end quote, so that, again quoting, everybody gets another year to fill that void and not miss a season, end quote. A helicopter has been reportedly seen buzzing an area along the Delaware River where American bald eagles are thought to be nesting with fledgling birds, and local, state, and yes, federal officials are asking for help from the public in getting the IN number from the aircraft. The flights have been occurring over Burlington Island, which lies between Burlington, New Jersey, and Bristol, Pennsylvania. Burlington Island's Board of Island Managers said they are concerned that flights are intended to scare the birds off their nest, and no one has come forward with any other explanation, according to a report in the Bucks Local News Online. A spokesman for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection said he hopes someone from the public will see one of the flights and provide a description of the aircraft and the tail number, which the FAA says is the only way to positively identify the aircraft and the pilot. One FAA spokesman who requested anonymity said that it is possible that the pilot is taking photographs of the island and may not be purposely trying to scare the eagles. He said the pilot may not be violating any laws unless the flights pose some danger to the surrounding area. However, Burlington's Director of Public Affairs said that the city has not been notified of any helicopter flights planned over the island. Anyone who has information about the flights should call the Department of Environmental Protection. Okay, so you're not going to buy a flyable DC-9 for $50,000, but that is the reserve for an airplane that is still painted in Air Force One colors, missing only the presidential seal, in an upcoming General Services Administration auction. The aircraft, listed on the GSA auction site as, quote, one each aircraft DC-9-32, tail number N681 Alpha Lima, serial number 731681, located at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport, Mesa, Arizona. A $50,000 bid deposit is required, and it will be converted to a performance bond to assure parts removal. This aircraft was part of Air Force Two and may have acted as Air Force One, end quote. Now, the operative words there are may have. Of course, the president has to be on board an aircraft before it can be designated Air Force One. The aircraft has been stripped of some of the more sensitive equipment that had been installed while in service with the Presidential Airlift Squadron of the Air Force. And while the GSA would not say definitely whether a president had ever flown on board the aircraft, it did say that, again, quote, in the 30 years this aircraft was assigned to the 89th Airlift Wing, it flew presidential missions, vice president, first lady, cabinet secretaries, chairman, joint chiefs of staff, U.S. senators, U.S. representatives, four-star generals, admirals, foreign heads of state, and other foreign dignitaries, end quote. I wonder, does the GSA accept PayPal? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.